sisters and turtles. How could Ellie make things right with her sister? By Heidi Pohlman, based on a true story. Let us love one another, for love is of God. Ellie walked into the room she shared with her sister, plopped down on the lower bunk, and started sketching on her notepad. She was in the middle of drawing a majestic mountain scene when Addie walked in.
"Get off my bed,"
Addie said. Ellie looked up startled.
"Fine."
She jumped off the bed and stormed out of the room.
"I wish I had my own room."
She headed to the bathroom to finish getting ready for school.
"What's going on?"
Mom asked.
"Oh, Addie's just mad because I was sitting on her bed,"
Ellie said, handing Mom a hairbrush.
"It's so hard sharing a room with her."
"I know. I used to feel that way with my sister,"
Mom said as she started brushing Ellie's hair.
"Addie seems to be feeling a little grumpy lately."
"I know. I don't get it."
What do you think we can do to help her feel better?"
Ellie thought for a minute while Mom finished putting rubber bands in her hair. Then she smiled.
"I have an idea."
She ran back to her room and opened her desk drawer. There they were, two tiny turtle charms made of glass. Ellie remembered the story Grandma told her when she gave them to her. Once there were two turtles. One turtle had somehow gotten flipped over. Try as it might, it couldn't flip itself back over. The other turtle noticed that something was wrong. Using its nose, it flipped the first turtle over so it could stand on its feet again. Ellie loved that story. She ran to find her sewing kit and pulled out enough string to make two necklaces. She strung one turtle on each strand and knotted the ends. She put one necklace over her head. She put the other one in a tiny box and ran to find her sister.
"Addie,"
Ellie said.
"I have something for you."
"What is it?"
Addie asked.
"Here, open it."
Addie lifted the lid and carefully pulled the turtle necklace out of the box. She looked at her sister.
"Thank you, Ellie."
"You're welcome,"
Ellie said.
"Remember the story about the turtles?"
Ellie helped Addie put on the necklace. Addie nodded.
"Well, I always want to help you get on your feet again whenever you are sad or mad. Oh, and I really do like sharing a room with you. I'm sorry about what I said."
Addie gave her sister a giant hug.
"I love you, Ellie. You can sit on my bed anytime you want."
The girls ran to get their backpacks for school. As Ellie climbed into the car next to her sister, she felt warm inside. Sometimes, having a sister could be hard, but most of the time, it was just plain wonderful. The author lives in Utah, USA.
Sidebar. I make cards for my family that say nice things and make them feel good. I love my family. I also send letters to my grandparents who are serving a mission. Peyton T., age 6, Idaho, USA.
End of the story, Sisters and Turtles. Read by Jane Wise, Alyssa and Roseanne Peterson, Maya Reinwand, and Sean Nelson.